Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis to Kyiv, city under siege, especially from the northwest, where the Russians have arrayed their artillery completely out in the open to bombard the residential towers and the shopping malls and the schools of Kyiv. I speak with Bill Devlin of Redeem, who traveled to Ukraine over these last days via Warsaw to Lviv and across the breadth of the country in an 11.5-hour train ride with other volunteers to the south of the city where the Russians do not dominate, and then into the city through many checkpoints. He's now inside the city, east of the Dnieper River. This is the Dnieper River Valley. He's east of the river. What's important now is what life is like in Kyiv with the defenders ready for an assault that may or may not come, given the news from London of using the word retreat and rotation. The Russians have reached an important limit of their ability to project power. Bill, a very good day to you. I would like you to describe who you're with and what the surrounding area looks like now without people. Good day to you, Bill.
Good day to you, John, and your listeners on CBS News. We are actually in the headquarters of Legion D, as in December, of the Ukraine Territorial Defense Force here in Kyiv. And our role here is to support, encourage them with not only combat trauma medical supplies, but just by our presence. So we are south of the city of Kyiv. It's we hear explosions from the north. And right now, I am sitting in the headquarters, which is in the southern part of the city of Kyiv. And of course, we know what's happening here in Ukraine. We know what's happening in Kyiv. And so we are providing not only combat medical trauma supplies, which were delivered actually by my British team today, and that includes tourniquets, it includes quick clot bandages, and just medical supplies that can help frontline troops. So that's why we're here, and that's why we're continuing to be a presence among them, to support them, to encourage them. And yes, we are on the eastern side of the river, and the activity that is going on with the Russian military, the artillery, and the bombardments is north of us, and it is on the west side of the river, where the presidential palace is.
Right.
So we're holding fast here, and we're encouraging the troops here, this second line of defense, which is manning civil defense force bulkheads and checkpoints around the city of Kyiv. And we're continuing to hope and pray for victory and success for the Ukrainian army. And based upon British and American intelligence, it's amazing what's happening, that there seems to be a stall from Putin's army. And another important factor in this, John, is that we've called upon the U.S. government, the White House, to initiate sanctions against the Patriarch Kirill of the Russian Orthodox Church. He's an oligarch. He's a false clergyman. And we've asked the White House and the U.S. House of Representatives and the U.S. Senate to initiate sanctions against this clerical false leader who, in sermons over the last 2 weeks, has actually endorsed the killing of innocent women and children.
Bill, I want you to describe physically what's around you. You're in a residential area. Who is there, yes, and what do you see around you in the east side of the river?
Well, actually, it's very depressing. It's very frightening. We are hearing explosions in the distance, and there we see rocket trails overhead, whether they are Russian missiles or whether they are the anti-missile Ukrainian Defense Force from the Ukrainian Army. And so I am at a very large apartment complex. These complexes rise about 20 stories, and the Territorial Defense Force that I'm with is actually in a office building at the bottom of this apartment complex. And the commander of this defense force is here. And right across the way, there is a food canteen, which, interestingly enough, John, is manned by young teenagers, right, serving coffee, serving tea, serving food, borscht soup. So this is quite a scene here as we stay in these offices of the residential apartment complexes. But it's, John, I got to tell you, it's virtually a ghost town. Every once in a while, we see a family coming out of the first floor of the apartment complex. There's a playground right in front of me. And today, all day, I've only seen one child playing in the playground with their parents. So Kyiv, where we are, where I am, is virtually a ghost town. And the only people that you see are military, Ukrainian army, and the brave and courageous people who are all volunteers of the Ukrainian Territorial Defense Force Legion D.
You said some of your colleagues had arrived with medical equipment. How did they make their way from Lviv, the same way you did across the country by train? And then are you bussed in from the depot? How do you from the depot to where you are now? What travels there? Buses, cars, anything?
Yes, there is still a train from the western part of Ukraine in Lviv, and it's 11 hours from Lviv to Kyiv. You get out of the Kyiv Central Railway System. You're picked up by military escorts, and then they take you for approximately 30 minutes into the city of Kyiv in the southern sector. And then there you are welcomed by these brave, courageous, committed, devoted, dedicated volunteers there in these territorial civil defense forces. So the majority of our folks are coming in by train and also by military escort, going through some 30 checkpoints. If you can imagine that, John, they're going through 30 checkpoints, and the checkpoint people are given a secret code by text early in the morning, and then that text is sent to also the civil defense forces. And when we pull up to a checkpoint, that word in Ukrainian, which is unpronounceable by the Russian military who are invading, that password is given to the checkpoint, and then we move on from there. So from the central Kyiv railway station to where we're located in the southern district of Kyiv, there are some 30 checkpoints with armed men from the territorial civil
Bill, we just have 30 seconds. Bill, we just have 30 seconds.
Yes.
What's your weather? What's your weather now?
Well, right now, it's the sun is setting. The weather is calm. The sun is setting. And so all is well here.
Is it warm? Is it cold?
Standpoint.
Is it cold or warm?
It's warm. The sun has been shining today, but once the sun sets, it will be cold, and we'll bundle up and go back into the bunker
and
sleep for the night and then go from there.
Bill Devlin of Redeem, I'm keen on the weather because of the mud. The mud is critical. The Russians don't do well when they leave the roads in the mud. Bill Devlin of Redeem, he's in Kyiv. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.